The fundamental instance of free software is the GNU operating system, which is the only operating system that was ever developed for ethical reasons instead of for commercial or technical reasons, which is why most systems were developed. I launched the development of the GNU operating system in January 1984 with the specific goal of making it possible to use a computer and live in freedom. In 1992, the last major gap in the GNU system was filled by the kernel Linux. So the result was the combination of GNU and Linux, which was the first complete free operating system. And because of this, there is at least the possibility of using a computer in freedom. Before the existence of GNU/Linux, it was simply impossible. No one who used a computer could have freedom. Long enough in the past, it was different. You know, in the 1970s, there were some other free operating systems, but they disappeared, and by the 80s, there were none. There were none that could run on a modern computer back then. And so it was the existence of GNU/Linux that made freedom a possibility.